950602. Hope you had a wonderful drive so far.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I agree with my wife. The 140 is much better going over to Klamath Falls than 138.
Is 138 just much windier?
Oh my, is it ever. It speeds down to like 25 and 30 in some spots. And it's just constantly weaving back and forth, back and forth. It's, while it's shorter, it takes about the same amount of time taking a 5 down here to 140. 140s are just an absolute dream to, you know, there's only, I think, two spots that you have to slow down to 50.
Yeah, 40 is definitely faster in that sense. Just be careful because, man, a lot of crashes on 140, so keep your eyes open. Keep your headlights on.
Yeah. I can see where there's a couple spots there. They got flashing lights and warnings telling you when somebody's at the intersection up ahead. So, I'm sure there was a lot there. And I just stay away from everybody, drop out of the pack, and let everybody else go faster.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. People try overtaking big, long lines of cars on 142 and fall asleep driving because they're probably commuting between Klamath Falls and Medford, things like that. So, just, you're fine. You've been doing this a long time. You know what you're doing.
Well, there's plenty of passing lanes. That's the other thing about 140. 138, there's like two, and they're very short, so if you're right behind the slow vehicle, you'll make it, but three cars back, they'll never make it around. So, yeah, it's a, with the pullouts and everything, it's just, it's wonderful to drive that. But yet, actually, I stopped at a little outhouse there they have by Klamath Lake, because they got road construction going on in single lane. So I pulled off there and let the whole group of people that were in front of me go, and then I got back on the road, and I didn't see nobody for the whole way across.
Oh, perfect, man. I almost jumped on the bike today and drove up to, like, Butte Falls to go check a place out. I was looking at a piece of property right there on the Medco Ponds, but I just got busy doing other stuff and never materialized. But what a beautiful day it was.
Yeah, it was really nice. In Klamath Falls, the looked like the thunderclouds moved out. It was a mess last week. Yesterday, last night was the, there was some close lightning strikes there at the Ferguson Mountain, so looks like it hit the mountain that already burned down, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah, better than taking out some more beautiful land. All right, mister, you're what, just passing G. Merlin now?
Yep, just passing the rest area here.
Yep, all right, man, drive safe and enjoy your week. We'll catch up a little bit later. WRCD 602.
Okay, sir. You have a good day. Yeah, long time no talk. A whole 5 hours. All right. Talk to you later. WRTX 950 northbound, sorry, 63 mile marker.